Portland, a city known for its civility, may be snarling over dogs, but New York, not always known for its civility, may have a solution for canine-related controversies. A former official with New York's Parks Department, Bradley Tusk, used something called social norm theory to devise a leash law for New York that seems to work pretty well. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has an interview.
Bradley Tusk, I don't have to tell you that today you're the deputy governor of the state of Illinois, but you cut your teeth on the issue of leash laws. How'd you become interested in them?
A long time ago, I worked at the New York City Parks Department, and our office was in Central Park, which was a great place to be, but you'd step outside your office and there would tend to be an unleashed dog running around, which in the abstract isn't so bad, but when you start seeing the results of the unleashed dog crashing into the rollerblader, the unleashed dog bowling over the small kid who then starts to cry, and you have to hear it in your office, the dog waste that you're watching at your step every step of the way, you start to realize, hey, this is a problem, this isn't so good. And then I kind of left for a little while, studied some ideas and sort of using social norm theory.
So where were you when you first started looking into social norm theory?
I was in law school over at the University of Chicago, and they tend to study this stuff over there. And we were looking at smoking, and it kind of occurred to me that what happened with smoking, because you don't need the police to deal with a smoking situation. Right now, any of us could most likely walk over to a smoker who's smoking somewhere where he's not supposed to and say, sorry, this is a non-smoking area, and they'll put it out 99 times out of 100 or probably even more. And it occurred to me that the leash law really could be the same way.
So were you actually doing academic papers on this subject, getting credit, law school credit, for writing about leash laws?
I did do one, and then I was able to do an independent study when I went back to the New York City Parks Department and try this whole theory out, and became the New York City Leash Law Initiative, and we put it into effect.
From the University of Chicago Law School to the New York City Parks Department, your theory went into practice. How'd the theory change once you actually tried to put it into the real world?
Well, you know, surprisingly, not as much as you would think. I mean, generally, it was sort of shocking, I think, for the people at the law school that someone actually took one of these ideas and tried to do something with it. So we had a multifaceted approach. We started a larger educational and PR campaign to let people understand why the leash law was important and why it mattered. It kind of caught the media's fancy in New York, and they really went with it. So we ended up with, you know, front page of the New York Times and New York Post and all these stories and editorials supporting it. Apparently, there was a lot of pent-up feelings for a lot of people that the leash law violations were really a bad thing, and I think we kind of unleashed that passion in a lot of people.
So there were these people who were reasonable dog owners, and what you did, probably without them even knowing it, they changed their opinion about leash laws, subconsciously, maybe even consciously. But if you had surveyed them before, would you guess that they would say, I don't need my dog on the leash? And then after your PR campaign and social norm theory, afterwards they would say, yeah, dog on the leash is a good idea.
I mean, that was the goal, and I think to a certain extent, yes. I mean, when we were measuring noncompliance before we started all of this, it was something around 65-70%. When we measured it after we started the leash law campaign, compliance went up to about 80%. So it really almost completely reversed itself. But, you know, it's not that everything that we did had to be followed by the letter and that we had some exact formula for success. It's more a matter of just understanding a basic fact that until people see the leash law differently, you're not going to have the kind of compliance you really want to have, and that really has to be the way you approach this.
Bradley Tusk, Deputy Governor of Illinois, thanks very much.
Mike Pesca, thank you.